This week has been all about comparing and optimizing AI agents, especially in the coding tools arena. Several videos dove into the direct comparison of Hermes and OpenClaw, discussing the pros and cons of each tool in various scenarios. These agents were put to the test in creating dashboards, developing games, and even replicating websites. The results showed that Hermes, powered by Opus, excelled in many areas, while OpenClaw, with ChatGPT, stood out in terms of accuracy and speed. Another major theme was the utilization of open-source tools and models. Videos like "I Built a Coding Agent That Runs Locally for Free" and "This Free Open Code Trick Saves Thousands" showcased how free models and tools like OpenCode, HoneyFree, and LocalForge can be effectively used. These tools allow you to plan and execute software projects autonomously without relying on expensive commercial solutions. Notably, models like Qwen 3.6 and JML4 were highlighted for their high performance at low cost. There was also an intriguing discussion about the strategic alliance between Anthropic and Elon Musk's XI, marked by a significant computational power deal. This partnership could dramatically change the dynamics of the AI competition and usher in a new era of innovation. Videos emphasized the importance of leveraging both leading AI tools, Claude Code and Codex, to benefit from their respective strengths. One standout video this week was "I Built a Full App Using Only Cursor AI," where the creator developed an AI-powered YouTube summarizer using the Cursor tool. The video demonstrated how Cursor, along with various AI models, can be used to implement a user-friendly interface and the necessary functionality. This underscores the versatility and efficiency of AI-powered coding tools, which are increasingly being used for complex projects. Moving on, the Fireship channel had a couple of fascinating videos. The first, titled "Every Operating System Concept in One Video," provides a detailed explanation of how an operating system works from the moment you press the power button to shutting it down. It covers everything from the bootloader loading the OS to the kernel building the file system, loading device drivers, and enabling interrupts. The video dives into virtual memory, privilege rings, and process management, making it a great watch for intermediate to advanced viewers. Another compelling video from Fireship: 732 bytes of Python just borked every Linux machine on Earth, tackles a critical security vulnerability in the Linux kernel known as CopyFail. This flaw, which has existed since 2017, was discovered by an AI tool and allows a local user to gain root access. The video highlights the role of AI in discovering such vulnerabilities and promotes CodeRabbit, an AI tool aimed at improving code quality. Alex Finn also had some exciting content. In "Live, the Greatest Claude Code Workflow Ever," he showcased an advanced workflow for Claude Code that integrates tools like Slack, Linear, GitHub, and Claude Code itself. This workflow is designed to boost productivity, track changes, and organize development. Alex also shared personal experiences and challenges, emphasizing the importance of perseverance and discussing the differences between AI tools like Claude Code and Codex. In Hermes Agent powered by local models on the DGX Spark is basically magic, Alex demonstrated how to set up a Hermes agent on a local model using an NVIDIA DGX Spark. He showcased use cases like generating daily AI stock reports and repurposing YouTube video content. The focus was on the benefits of local models, including cost effectiveness, privacy, customization, and educational value. Another notable video from Alex Finn was "Live, Talking AI News. No Hermes Use Cases Ignore the Thumbnail." Despite the title, the video covered a range of topics, including investment opportunities in the AI sector, personal stories, and interactions with the live chat. Alex also discussed the new Hermes website featuring hundreds of use cases and provided updates on his projects and future plans. In "Hermes Agent is Blowing Me Away," Alex compared Hermes and OpenClaw, ultimately recommending Hermes for its reliability, self-improvement capabilities, and user-friendliness. He demonstrated various use cases, from discovering new AI tools to creating AI-generated videos, and emphasized the importance of brain dumping and reverse prompting for personalizing AI agents. The video, Live, Anthropic and Elon Just Teamed Up to Take Down OpenAI, discussed the strategic alliance between Anthropic and Elon Musk's xAI. This partnership, backed by a significant computational power deal, aims to enhance Anthropic's ability to develop and train AI models. The video explored the potential impact of this alliance on the AI competition landscape and the long-term strategies of Elon Musk. In Hermes Agent Might Have Just Killed OpenCloth, Alex presented Hermes Agent as a more reliable alternative to OpenCloth. He highlighted 7 new features that enhance productivity and user-friendliness, such as the Kanban board for multitasking and the /go function for long-term missions. The video also criticized OpenCloth for frequent updates leading to instability and performance issues. The video, Live, Is Hermes Better Than OpenClaw? Finale, featured a live stream where the host tested various AI agents in a competition called Agent Olympics. The stream included technical discussions, personal anecdotes, community interactions, and announcements about future projects. The host also decided to create a second YouTube channel, Alex Finn Labs, leading to an entertaining interaction with a viewer who had already reserved the desired channel name. In Live OpenClaw vs. Hermes Agent, The Ultimate Showdown, the host conducted a direct comparison of OpenClaw and Hermes agents in various tasks, including creating real-time dashboards, developing games, and replicating websites. The stream evaluated the agent's strengths and weaknesses, with Hermes with Opus emerging as the leader. Leon Van Ziel's video, Claude Code Agent View, Parallel Agents Are Here, reported on a supply chain attack on NPM packages, compromising over 100 packages with a combined download rate of more than 50 million per week. The video discussed the vulnerability and recommended using PNPM version 1 or higher to prevent such attacks. It also introduced Sentry as a tool for error resolution in production, utilizing AI-powered agents. In Codex CLI tutorial, Build an AI Image Studio from Scratch, the creator walked through the process of building an AI image studio for creating YouTube thumbnails, posters, and banners. The tutorial covered setting up a Next.js project, configuring a database with Docker and Postgres, and integrating the OpenAI API for image generation. The video Create Custom OpenCode Agents demonstrated how to create custom agents in OpenCode, showcasing the process of defining an agent's capabilities and delegating tasks. Another video, OpenCode's Best Hidden Feature, explained how to set different models for various modes in OpenCode, optimizing performance and cost. In I Turned Hermes Agent into a Coding Agent, the creator showed how to use Hermes Agent to build and deploy a web app. The video highlighted the agent's ability to create a personal portfolio site and deploy it on Vercel, demonstrating the potential of AI-powered coding agents for simple tasks. Finally, the video, This Free Open Code Trick Saves Thousands, revealed how to use free AI models in open code for coding projects. It guided viewers through connecting to OpenCode Zen and utilizing models like Big Pickle and Neurotron 3 Super from NVIDIA, all completely free.